Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. Before we start every episode, Jared does a little clap to get our sound and our video synced like that. You pride yourself on having the loudest clap, I think, that out of any human.
Yes.
In the history of humanity.
I have a thunderous clap.
A thunderous clap. But those last few claps were not that good.
They were not.
They're disappointing.
And they're only appropriate at appropriate times. When we were driving through Europe, when I was driving this van that we almost fucking destroyed, by the way.
Yeah.
You were clapping along to a song. Yeah. And I almost had an aneurysm.
Yeah. No, your claps are so loud, like it can trigger like a panic attack.
You know what?
Psychosis, even.
Yeah.
If you are an EDM artist and you need some claps on your track, we can go ahead and throw my information down below here.
Yeah.
I would love to be a studio session clap.
Ugh, he has to ask me for permission if he can clap in the car now.
Yeah.
He's like, can I clap right now? And I was like, okay.
I'm afraid. I will say
a little bit.
I'm afraid to do it now, though, because with the wedding ring on, it hurts a little bit.
You could deglove yourself.
I don't want to do that. Ooh, degloving.
Degloving.
Look
at
Jimmy
Kimmel. Was it Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon got degloved?
Jimmy Fallon.
Doing what?
I don't know. Climbing or something?
Ugh.
I told the story about.
Does your.
Your finger pulls because of your ring.
I know, but is your finger, your fingernail stays?
It flays all the
pulls
skin
off
of your.
But what about the fingernail?
No, I thought your finger came off.
Well, it can, but a degloving.
Oh, I thought the fingernail degloving is just the skin.
It's
it
peels your skin off like a potato peeler.
Yeah,
like a
not
you know,
your
like
whole
a,
finger.
I think the finger can come
that
off.
That would be an amputation.
I think it happens.
I don't. Yes, but I don't think that's what degloving is.
Oh, you should Google it.
Okay.
No, actually, speaking
of... No, don't Google it. You're going
to
see photos.
No. Speaking of the last thing we needed to Google, at the end of the last episode, we talked about the American cockroach and that they were really fast. And I just need to say, this is a full facts podcast because I Googled it. And the cockroach is the fastest insect on Earth.
Of course it is.
So gross.
And it can reach up to 3 miles an hour.
Wow.
But like as a tiny little thing... We all know the
three
fastest.
3 miles doesn't seem too fast.
Think about how big a mile is compared to a cockroach. They can go three of those in an hour.
I know, but you'd think they're faster.
Okay, let me read this.
That's fast.
There were a couple of conditions for this experiment, including timing and speed of the insect at least five times. Believe it or not, the winner of the experiment was the American cockroach. In second place was the Australian tiger beetle.
Of course America is winning this.
Yeah. The American cockroach can run 5 feet in 1 second.
That's fast.
If you're trying to kill one in your home, that's insanely
that's too fast.
When you think about that, but like
which
three
equals
miles an
speed
hour
of 3.4 miles per hour.
That's a walk. So you could go
Dude,
as fast
no.
as a cockroach.
No, no.
Small you
think about how small their legs are. Like, think about if their legs were human size and they were moving.
Cockroaches
that fast.
Can fly.
No, that's only some palmetto bugs. That's those are like some cockroaches can fly, some can't.
You're not impressed by cockroaches and it
they're
shows.
Disgusting.
I thought the fastest insect would be faster than 3 miles an hour. What about like hornets? They feel like
they fly
faster. Oh, so we're talking about walking insects.
I think walking legs.
Oh, well the other type of insects
but
are like roly polies.
But are like, They're like a
caterpillar.
There's not just roly-polies. There's a
but
lot.
I think, I know, but I like it's not that impressive if we're just talking about talking.
I bet you there's
insects.
Some pretty fast spiders.
I don't
spiders.
Think hornets can fly that fast.
But
those swarms look pretty slow.
No, I think they can, because remember, it's like what you have to do to run away from like killer bees.
Yeah.
So that means they can fly as fast as you can run, which is probably 4.5 miles an hour.
I can run a lot faster than 4.5 miles
I don't know.
Not a big runner.
I think my top speed is like 13 or 14 miles an hour.
That's literally not possible.
I think
the fastest mile is like 5 minutes.
Wait till you see me do it.
Anyways, the speed of these insects can be concerning, especially if you spot one in your home or business. American cockroaches can be identified by their 2-inch long bodies that are reddish brown.
What? Sickening. Well, I'm still not impressed.
I didn't think that you would be.
Jack's like, that's a slow bug. If
I should
ever
not be
one.
Eating this while we're recording.
No, that's fine.
Very cacophonous sound.
The people like Jesus.
Sorry.
They understand.
Okay. Well, if you are watching us right now, that means you are watching us on Patreon, yeah. And we love having you here. Mm-hmm. Sorry about Alexis's chewing. I know
Jack
you
took
hate
my snack away.
I know you
confiscated.
Hate when we eat.
She threw it on the floor.
Podcasting.
The Cheez-Its have been confiscated.
I'm trying to save our listeners' ears.
Sorry.
Nobody likes the sound of somebody chewing. In fact, I think that there's a fear of that called something, some phobia. It's not tryptophobia.
No, that's
when it's
holes.
Cheez-Its, though, if you know what it is, and it's like such a decadent snack,
mm-hmm. You just
they're
are jealous.
Rooting. I think they're rooting for you, Lex.
Yeah, they're rooting you. For you. Yeah. Anyways, if you're watching us, you're watching our Patreon. We love that you're here in the First D Underground. If you're not and you want some bonus content, please join us. Lots of fun stuff.
Please
together.
Join us.
Beyond seeing this video, you get an extra episode a week, basically of The First Degree, not always with an interview, but an amazingly well-researched true crime episode. That's a pretty sweet deal. I mean, we work really hard on them, at least.
You also, when we do a multi-part episode, a big beefy one, you get pretty much the whole thing up front.
Up yep. front.
So that's a nice perk, too.
That is a good perk.
Very good perk.
Yeah. We got one of those coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We do indeed.
All right. Well, do we want to get into the day today?
Yes.
It's officially November.
Wow.
How did we get here?
Jeez.
How did we get here?
I'm so glad we're here, though.
Yeah. It's a good month. November 2nd. So everybody might still be nursing their Halloween hangover.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going to have a weird late Halloween party this weekend. I don't know. But we're going to get into the day today. And it starts in 1867. The first issue of Harper's Bazaar was released.
Wow.
1867.
Wow.
So I have a screenshot of this right here. I'm going to show it to you.
Ooh.
And Alexis.
Can I
ooh, ladies about the town.
May I now ask a question?
Yes.
What's a Harper's Bazaar?
Harper's Bazaar is like, it's like Vogue. It's but it's still around
today. It's a lifestyle magazine.
Yeah, a lifestyle magazine.
So it's like fancy.
Yeah. Fancy. Yeah,
that's
Harper's Bazaar.
That's probably why I don't know it.
So this first issue says, a repository of fashion pleasure
wow.
and instruction.
Oh, tell me what to do.
So, and on the cover, they have fall bonnets. So they have like 4 different ways to wear a bonnet with all these like different women's hairstyles. And then there's 2 women on the bottom, bridal toilets, which I don't.
Toilettes.
Toilettes. Is that a type of clothing?
A toilette is like eau de toilette, like a perfume, like a scent.
Oh. Bridal scents.
Huh.
Interesting.
Like, you know how they say like there's a perfume and there's a eau de toilette.
Yeah.
Which is like a lighter mist.
Oh, but
and
what
like
is
less concentrated.
What is toilet?
Like toiletries.
Oh.
Like the traditional toilet. I'm not really sure why we call it that when we also call these products we put on our faces and shit.
Yeah.
Toiletries.
I actually never thought about that.
Yeah.
This we'll post this picture. It's so funny.
It's delightful.
So yeah, 150 yeah. years ago. Oh, have things
I can't
changed.
Believe that's only 150 years ago, to be honest.
Really?
Well, when you think about like 20 years ago.
And how different shit was?
And like how not that different shit was. Like it yeah. is and it isn't. And then 150 years ago doesn't seem that long ago. And it's like that, which yeah. is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. I love yeah. it.
I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. Abraham Lincoln was within the last 150 years.
Yikes.
That's crazy. I don't know why. In my mind, Abraham Lincoln was 5,000 years ago.
That's right.
Oh, it's so funny when you like, but there's some people that I think people get really confused about when their timelines were in history.
Yeah.
Like I think Pablo Pablo Picasso died in like the 90s.
Yeah. No, in the 70s or 80s.
I think he might have died in the 90s.
But yeah. Again,
like the crossover that some people have had is just like so wild.
I can't keep it all straight. There's too much history.
Too much.
I know. Wait, let me see when he died. I'm almost positive.
Pablo Picasso?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of his famous works were happening in like the 30s and 40s, right?
You're right. 73.
So maybe a little later than that, 40s, 50s.
But he was born in 1881.
Damn, dude. Wow. That's a long time ago.
Picasso. He was probably a bad guy too, but they all were.
Oh, come on. Who knows?
Okay, so 1889.
Most of them were bad.
Oh, yeah.
And there weren't any rules.
Any man with any power in the course of history was bad.
100%.
Okay, 1889. North Dakota and South Dakota are admitted as the 39th and 40th United States.
Wow.
Couldn't tell you where those are on a map.
I could.
Somewhere in the middle. Top.
The Dakotas. Middle, top, yeah.
Middle, east, that's, top?
Yeah.
Not really bit. East.
No?
Central.
Are they in the middle? Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to the Dakotas? I doubt it.
I don't think we've played there, but I've passed through.
I've been to Montana.
Really?
It's not the Dakota.
I haven't been to...
It's close to it.
I haven't been to Wyoming, Montana, and then possibly North Dakota. I don't know if I've been there.
I mean, Wyoming and Montana are two of the most beautiful states.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I've been to Wyoming. Jackson Hole. Yeah.
Hmm. You've been to Montana?
No.
We'll talk about this later.
I've always wanted to go to Montana.
I thought you went.
No, we were supposed to go for my birthday, remember?
Mm.
And then there's like something going on anyways.
Pandemic or something?
Yeah, that happened. Okay, 1898.
Dang it.
Cheerleading was started at the University of Minnesota. So it started with this guy, Johnny Campbell, and he leaded the crowd in cheering on the football team with rah-rah shishkumba. Hoorah, hoorah, varsity, varsity, Minnesota.
That Minnesota. Was,
I'd be like, this man needs an ambulance. He's saying a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense loudly.
Yeah. And I guess Princeton had published cheers to the audience to chant as early as 1877. So it took up to 1898, almost 20 years, for somebody to actually implement those cheers.
To mobilize the people.
He looks around, he's like, right, guys, right? And they're like, dude, what are you doing?
Like, I'd listen if hot girls were saying it.
Well, so this started in 1898, and women started being popular cheerleaders in the early 1920s. So it took like
a while,
30 years for women to start cheerleading. So that's interesting.
Wow.
1924, the Sunday Express publishes the first British crossword puzzle.
Wow. Jack was a cheerleader.
I was a cheerleerder.
Anyways,
Can
we show some of those pics?
Yeah, always.
Hard to picture.
It's one of my most iconic pics.
Especially because she's the most apathetic person. So to imagine she's like, let's go. Hopefully someone wins. Yeah. I'm like, Jack cared about someone winning.
It's before I discovered music, to be honest. Music was the turning point in my life. But it was apathetic. I had no identity before that. So it was just, I was kind of going with the flow, trying to be popular. And
why not?
It always felt wrong.
Yeah, sure does.
It didn't feel like I was like being my authentic self.
Yeah. Hard to see you as a cheerleader.
But maybe for Halloween.
Not for me. Maybe.
I'd be a great costume for you.
I don't hate it.
Well, I was going to say if I could fit in my uniform, I can't. It was before I went through puberty. So I was like, no way is that happening. Okay. 1936. The first high definition TV broadcast service by BBC in London was released. And at the time, the standard definition was 30 horizontal lines making up the picture. And the high def version had 240 lines.
Wow.
Today, 720 is considered the minimum for high def, which doesn't seem that much more than 240 from 1936. That's almost 100 years ago.
Well, I think it's measured differently now. I could be wrong. I don't really know 100%. But
Half facts.
Pixels are a big deal because everything is digital. There used to be like CRT monitor or whatever.
No. Nope.
I'll stop. I know where I am.
Boring.
I'm
going to
stop. I know where I am.
Nope.
I'm done talking.
Okay. 1979, Studio 54's owners are arrested for tax evasion.
Uh-oh.
So they pleaded guilty for paying corporate taxes of $8,000 on a reported taxable income of $47,000 during the club's first years of operation. But the actual income was $791,000.
Yeesh.
And so they owed $366,000. So they tried to sneak right through there.
I mean, no one likes Uncle Sam, but you gotta pay up.
Uncle Snakes is gonna come and get you.
Gotta pay to play.
They come for you.
Yes.
Like, they come for you.
Here's what I love.
I wish they would tell you what you owe.
You've seen the meme, right? And it says,
yeah,
we want you to guess how much you owe us. We know how much you owe us, but if you get this wrong,
you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, can you tell me? No, but I know.
Yeah, no, but I know the number, but you got to figure it out. And then if you go over, we'll give you some back. But if you go under,
you're jail.
We're coming
straight to jail.
Yeah.
When you really
we're
going to
seize your assets.
When you think about that aspect of taxes, it's actually fucking insane.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. They're giving us a chance to be like, here's what I spent. Here's why I owe less. You know, because they know what we owe.
I don't think that anybody is giving us a chance.
W-2s and based on other things that are reported. Because yeah. There's all these like other accountabilities in taxes, right? Like the people who pay you,
yeah.
They get a break if they yeah. tell you that they paid you.
Yeah.
So they're actually giving us a chance to say they owe less. And we get one chance to do it by submitting write-offs and all these other things.
For
so,
sure.
No, I don't know.
Still, just leave me alone.
Don't take our money. Tax the rich.
Just leave me alone.
Tax the rich.
1983 Thriller was released. Which I think is an interesting thing. It was released after Halloween when it's such a spooky song and music video.
Yeah, he's like a werewolf in the video.
I mean, it's iconic music video.
When was it released? November.
November 2nd.
Okay.
1983.
Well, that's like... Close. I get it.
People always say, like, if you could time travel and see, like, an event, I would love to see the reaction of the entire world when Thriller came out.
Wow. I mean, there's
because
nothing like it.
From just a music standpoint, the production on that album, the songs, like...
Dude, like, Dirty Diana, too. Like, all his music at that time.
I mean, yeah.
And it's
and, like...
Listen,
he's a very controversial, obviously,
yeah, for sure.
like, figure, no, but his music...
He was not great.
Yeah, I mean, he was a victim who created more victims, right?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. he is a musical genius, unfortunately.
And like,
Thriller is literally the most iconic music video of
yeah.
all time.
I mean, it literally changed, like, Michael Jackson, specifically Thriller, changed the course of pop music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, insane. Quincy Jones, like, insane. Insane.
Yeah.
2003, Arrested Development.
Whoa, go again.
2003, Arrested Development premieres. One of the best TV shows of all time.
Dude, I didn't know Michael Cera was in that.
How do you not know
he's
in
Because I'd never watched it until this year.
George Michael.
George Michael.
I love Michael Cera. And I was like, this is why everyone loves him.
I actually don't love Michael Cera.
You don't?
No. He plays the same character and everything, but I think that they're all literally George Michael.
Like, but they're so good.
Have you seen the theory that he accidentally walked onto a movie set and was too timid to tell them that he wasn't supposed to be there as like an actor, and that's how his career started?
It's literally, he doesn't act.
That'd be awesome.
He doesn't
it's
act.
Not,
he's
but...
just himself. And he like says lines.
Love
I
him.
Think he's pretty damn funny. He's
I think he's hilarious.
He's done a lot of...
I think
like
he's a comedian,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cuz like he is always himself.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
Yeah, he's not playing he's not like a character actor.
You know
yeah,
what I, you know what I just learned? This is a fun fact about Michael Cera. For the Superbad DVD that came out,
uh-huh.
when Superbad came out on DVD, they had on the title slide like for the menu, there's a video of him dancing. Remember it was like their silhouettes and they're like dancing. It's like
yeah.
him and Jonah Hill. They made Judd Apatow made Michael Cera dance for an hour straight because he wanted people to wait for it to loop on the menu, and it just doesn't loop. It's an hour long.
Oh my god!
And they filmed him, and he had to dance in front of a green screen for an hour.
Dude, fuck that!
So that's the menu.
To troll him.
Yeah.
So,
I love it.
He's a good sport for comedy, so I like him.
Yeah, I love Arrested Development so much. Okay, and then I found a Florida Man story that I thought was pretty good.
I'm into this.
I need to start looking at Florida Man stories. 2016, a Florida man was arrested after he threw his glass eye at a hospital staff.
Wow.
Edward Dorsey, 54 years old.
I'm keeping an eye on you.
Faces charges of domestic battery and battery on an emergency medical care provider. Police said that he was being evaluated by emergency room staff at Largo Medical Center when he removed his glass eye and threw it at a doctor and a nurse. And he said, I can do whatever I feel like doing. He told them after being warned not to take the eye out.
Don't do it. You leave your eye in
Don't
there.
Don't do it. Don't tell me what
no,
to do.
Put your hand down. Don't.
Don't do
I'm
it.
You
do
better
it.
Not.
Don't do it.
You better not.
I see you getting that eye out.
You know what? I don't know. This probably exists, but imagine this is what I want is a show like Cops, but it's just emergency rooms in Florida.
Whoa. Yeah.
I mean, it's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn it.
That is the definition of a HIPAA violation.
Damn it.
But that
Sorry,
would be
They need to make
so
an
good.
Exception.
Maybe.
People could sign papers, but they're under duress.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like they're unconscious and like their
the hand
members making them sign.
I just
they're
want...
like, you're going to be famous. Yeah. You're going to be a star.
I just want front row seats to this.
Yeah.
You know, love you,
what
Florida.
What you could do is like go to the sick people around town and make them sign in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You don't want sick people. You want injured people.
You want eyeball guy.
You want eyeball guy.
You want like someone at the prom got, you know, stepped on glass.
Yeah.
You need a storyline.
I want bath salts guy.
You need a storyline. You do need to pick them before because then you got to like show their character.
Then it's like self-fulfilling prophecy. Like you're going to get hurt soon.
Yeah.
We're just waiting.
We can't have
For
that.
Sure.
No, it's not. Sorry, Jerry. Your dreams are dashed.
It is a good idea though.
Fuck.
Unfortunately,
totally not producible though.
I know.
Okay, so our word of the day, it's a Welsh word. It's pronounced Hirath.
How's it spelled?
Hirath.
H-I-R-A-E-T-H, pronounced Hirath.
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 Hirath. What does it mean?
It's a word that describes a type of homesickness, but for a home that you can't return to or that never existed. It's a multi-layered in its combination of longing, nostalgia, and yearning, and the feeling doesn't always go away even when you return home.
It's like, I really miss that mansion that I never had.
Or like a adopted kids, a family I never had.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a house that burnt down.
Yeah.
You know, something
okay,
you, that's
fair.
Something
or
like
I can't ever go back to this.
Yearning slash, or like refugees.
Yeah.
You know, people fleeing violence and political
it's
persecution.
It's like a permanence displacement
probably
kind of thing.
It says you can also feel hirath for a homely kind of feeling, such as love, if you're being reflective over your past and perhaps miss somebody terribly. So it's like, also the longing for maybe what could have been or something in your past. So
I'm depressed.
Emo. Very emo.
I'm depressed.
That hurts.
I know.
I wish I didn't know that.
Okay, sorry. I'll do a better one next time.
Oh, that was good.
I thought it was it's a beautiful
word.
You know,
I'm just feeling a little deeply right now.
Or Hirath.
Kind of.
Hirath. I don't fuck it. Sorry, guys.
Hirath.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't. and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
We're back. Welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We vote on it. We bring it to you on Instagram to vote on it. And then sometimes we have a listener on the stand. We have one today.
Always.
Jared, do you want to tell the number for everybody to call in?
It's been a while since I've said this number out loud, Jacqueline. Thank
you. Can we start it, Jared?
No.
Nope. If you'd like to call in with your On the Stand, the number is 818-446-6889.
You did it.
818-446-6889. Bitches.
A lot of brain power.
Hey, it's the first phone number I've memorized in 20 years.
Literally.
For real.
All right, Lex.
Here we go.
Yeah, we'll start with the listener on the stand.
Beep.
Hi, Firsties. So I have an on the stand. I just finished my third road trip with my long-term partner, and he is saying that I am the worst road trip partner because I sleep intermittently on a long road trip. We're talking like 10, 11, 12 hours. I offer to drive. I can drive. We have a shared car. He says, no, I want to drive the whole way. And then what am I supposed to do? Sleep. Not the whole time, but some of the time. Like, I cannot stay up with you. I will sleep through the music, whatever you want to put on. And he said that that is the worst co-pilot situation. So I am putting on the stand, road trip sleepers. Like, what are you supposed to be doing? It is boring. I just feel like I am not in the wrong here. So let me know. Bye.
This is a tricky one, right? Like,
yeah.
You sleep when we go places. You try to. You recline and close your eyes.
I don't sleep.
Yeah, but you close your eyes and recline.
I've never once slept.
I'm totally cool with that, by the way. Like, I don't want you to drive. I'd rather drive the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. But this reminds me of back when I toured in a van for 4 years, 5 years. And you're leaving after a show late at night. And the way that we would do it is you have two guys. One's driving, one's co-captain. Everybody else gets sleep in the back, and if it's a long drive, you'll rotate out after like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
You need your other guy to be awake. So I'm used to it being like, I'm depending on you because our conversation is what's keeping me awake because it's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we played a show and loaded out and we're super tired.
I mean, you have a big chance of somebody falling asleep at the wheel. So it's like, you need that co-pilot.
Yeah. And it's a big deal. And so, like, you know, if your co-pilot starts falling asleep, you'd be like, okay, it's time to rotate with somebody else.
Yeah.
This is totally different, though. This is just a simple road trip.
Yeah, but it's sort of the same. Like, yeah.
You need that, though. Like, especially if you're going for the long haul, it's nice to have that sort of, even if you're not even talking, just there's like a certain air
presence
to two people being conscious. I don't know.
No, I mean, my initial thoughts, because I have tried to maybe doze a few times when we've done like long road trips, but I, number one, can't sleep. So I'm not sleeping anyways. I'm just kind of closing my eyes. But I hate when somebody goes to sleep when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate it.
Does that happen to you? When do you drive and who's sleeping?
Not recently, but like in the past when we do like girl road trips or like I'd be driving a long distance with somebody else, like, I think you should stay up with the person driving, like, out of respect.
For sure.
Though I know I've tried to take a nap.
I think friends are different than romantic
your partner. Yeah.
Right.
Because, like,
that's true.
I just feel like friends are like,
we're in this together.
We're in this together for this period of time.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. There's less like forgiveness. Like partners can do fucking whatever. Yeah, and you have to love them anyway. Yeah, it's just a little different. Friends, it's like the older we get, the less time we have. So it's like we should show up and bring it.
Well, also, it's like if you're going on a road trip with friends and the person that's driving has offered their car probably. So it's like that's nice already, thing number one.
Yeah.
And they're driving. That's nice thing number two. Usually no, like you don't want to be the driver.
Yeah. Don't make them drive a bunch of corpses to the place.
So somebody else is offering up their car and themselves to drive, like the least you can do is stay up with
them. And like make some memes on the way.
Yeah.
On the trip.
Yeah.
Sing some songs. But if this is your romantic partner, I think you're completely normal.
Yeah.
And I think not guilty.
I feel better about myself then because I'm a hypocrite in the way that I think about this.
It doesn't bother me.
And I also don't sleep. It's not like I'm sleeping for hours. I like will try to close my eyes for like 15 minutes and I can't sleep and then
I rest. But I also don't sleep. But me and Matt do this and I rest and then I'll be like, that didn't work. And I'm up in 15 minutes and chatting again.
It never works.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not guilty. Said it was intermittent. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I'm
going to
say guilty for friend.
But you're not a great road trip partner.
Guilty for friend, not guilty for your romantic partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go next.
Great.
So the other night I was hanging out with my parents and I was staying down at their house because Jared was gone and I don't like being alone. So I was staying with my parents and obviously the sun is setting earlier during these sad times.
Sure.
The time is going to change soon. It's like the worst day of the year for me for that reason. But anyways, it was dark out. It was like 7:30. And all of a sudden, we get a knock on the door.
Ooh, mysterious.
And so my parents have a Ring camera. So we're like looking at the Ring and it's just like a guy.
What does he want?
And he's just knocking. We don't answer. He knocks again. We don't answer. He stays there for probably 2 minutes, like waiting at the door.
Do you see cars in the driveway?
What?
Are there cars in the driveway?
For sure.
Yeah. But like, he just is.
Go away.
He's just knocking and waiting. And we can't tell if he has a clipboard or something. But anyways, what I'm putting on the stand is knocking on somebody's door at night. Like, number one, knocking on people's doors and in this day and age is so fucking weird.
Do people answer?
I can't imagine anybody really answers the door anymore. Yeah. Especially at night. Like, we work in true crime and have heard way too many stories that I'm like, I am not opening the door for a stranger, especially at night. Like, I don't know what you have planned. I don't know who is waiting around the corner. Like,
I don't know what you're selling.
If you're selling something, why are you there at night?
Like, you're peddling religion. I have the internet. I can look it up for myself.
But like, not at night. If you're going to go door to door, if you're
dark already,
it was pitch black dark.
That's weird.
What are you doing?
It's perspective. I open the door.
But that's weird.
But like, it's because I probably get to tell somebody no, which is kind of fun.
You would open the door at night if somebody rang your doorbell, a stranger?
I mean,
I don't have a doorbell because we live in an apartment.
Yeah, I have done that. Yes.
That is so insane to me.
Not me.
Yeah.
What if they're there?
I won't even answer the door if it's someone we know. No. Like occasionally someone in the building will knock on the door because Matt's on the HOA.
Yeah.
And I look through the hole. I'm like, hard pass. And I walk away.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not in for somebody just showing up.
Dude, I'm not here for your service and I'm not buying anything. So like then I'm
going to
save us the time. Like I won't answer because I'm not going to fucking spend 20 minutes humoring you and trying to get you. Salespeople or solicitors have a really hard time saying no. So it takes 20 minutes to say no to them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play this game if I already know the answer.
It's just fucking scary. It was like freaked us out. We're like, why isn't this guy leaving?
I don't know. We
didn't answer the door, but it's like, it's scary too. I mean, I don't know. My true crime brain goes to like, there's a whole bunch of people there. They're going to try to rob the house. Like, I don't know what could you possibly want in the pitch black dark
this time of night?
Like, it's scary.
And it was a weekend?
Yeah.
Even weirder.
Yeah. I would recommend this item, which is I had a security door at both of my houses. Like that I've lived in, and it was nice because you open your door and then
there's a door.
You've got a metal door, but you can see through it. They can't really see you, and then I could just be like, "What do you want?" And they can't really see me.
Just would never answer a door.
But to make my presence known is why I would do it. Is be like, "Hi, like I'm in here. What do you want?" Kind of like, I don't know. Maybe as a deterrent. Maybe not. Normally it's benign.
Maybe security doors are the answer.
I don't know. I still wouldn't answer it. It's still scary.
They're not really.
They're pretty ugly.
Appealing to the eye.
They're pretty ugly.
But I liked having it. It made it a lot easier to like confront people. And
when we lived together, me and Jack, We had a security door as our back door only. It's a metal see-through door.
Oh, perfect.
There was no other door.
Perfect.
That was our house back door.
The back door was nutty. And I don't even know if it locked.
It locked, but it was
barely
see-through.
Just
and metal.
In case.
It locked by like the little lock. You like do like the little button on the little pushy
handle. Just in case someone was like, let's just go straight for the back door. And they're like, rats. There's a security door back here. And then they leave. Like,
if they'd only checked, it was not even locked.
Yeah, he could have went through
and
the front, guys.
There was no door.
Yeah.
And Lacey was sleeping on the couch right inside that room.
Yeah.
Our friend.
I think the act of knocking late at night, though, unless it's like an emergency, guilty.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't leave. It's just so crazy. It's like nobody's answering. He just was like lingering around. It was very off-putting. Mm-hmm. A little scary.
This is when you need to get those things like secret like pods that release like smoke.
Ooh.
Like
if
you did that under the door, he'd be like,
that's cool.
He'd start running.
Yeah, I do like that.
I like that.
All right, guilty.
Guilty.
All right, who's going next?
Go ahead,
I'll go next.
Okay.
Mine is similar. It was Saturday, just 2 days ago.
Wow.
When I was on my way to a birthday lunch and I had like a bunch of presents in my hands. Matt was with me. And as soon as we left our door, we ran into someone in the hallway who had like a lot of questions.
Oh, no.
And I was like dressed for an event.
You're leaving.
And I had things. And I was like, and these conversations went on. And then we went to the elevator. And the person getting out of the elevator also stopped us to be like, da-da-da-da, how was your trip? I'm like, this is not, like, I'm wearing heels. Like,
not the time to stop and
chat. I'm holding a wrapped gift.
You're visibly on your way somewhere.
Visibly on my way where it has a punctual start. Mm. Like, I'm not, like, going on to work out. Like, this is... And it happened fucking again in the garage. And I finally had to be like, we're late for something.
You were very popular at your place.
I know,
well,
my
Matt
God.
Is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Matt is the mayor because he's on the HOA and everyone's got questions and complaints. And I... Sometimes they yell at me because they're like, your husband, da-da-da. I'm like, ma'am... I like, I don't even know what these gripes are about because I stay so far fucking out of it. But stopping, if you live in a home, or this applies to office buildings, apartment complexes, where you see people kind of regularly, like ask people, like, do you have a second?
Yeah.
Right.
Before you bombard them with, I do it when I cold call people too. I've occasionally cold called Jack with like, something big. I'm like, do you have a second? You could be in the fucking middle of something.
Yeah.
Before you start unloading. It's so rude to hijack someone's time like that. That's all. So I'm putting that on the stand.
I mean, read the situation. You got to know. Like,
what is in the people's hands? Do they have a dog on a leash? Let them go.
Yeah.
Do they have gifts in a hand? Let them go. If they're dressed up, let them go.
Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, it kind of goes back to the knocking on the door. It's just like, you need to let people know that you're going to take up some of their time. Like, I think that we're all super busy. We've all got our shit going on. Like, we're not
expecting. We're all progressing. We're running late most of the time.
All the time. And, like, we got our own emotional labors that we're trying to fucking deal with.
I don't have time for this.
Unless it's, like, you just got to let people know that you're going to be, like, unloading on them.
And, of course, this is for my mom's birthday, and I was panicking. And then when we got to her house, she was outside waiting like this.
Oh, no.
Which is why I was like, we need to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, like
my mom was outside waiting for me.
You kept her waiting.
Yeah. Because I knew, because it happened 3 times. I'm like, Matt, we have to we got to go. And he's just the most congenial person. So he's like, and these are our neighbors. We have to be civil, but like people.
Oh, no.
People.
I'm going to say guilty as hell.
Guilty, bro.
Jared?
I'm putting something on the stand. And Jack may have done this before, but this is a first experience for me.
Okay? Yes.
So we just played in, my band just played in Austin, Texas. And my flight home after the show, so the following day, was like, it was scheduled for
like 1 p.m.
2 p.m. or something. And our flights get scheduled by like our like flight like assistant. We have like a person who schedules stuff. I think they looked at the flights.
Fancy.
Well, she's like our assistant.
Fancy.
She's awesome. But I didn't really have a say.
Not fancy.
I think it's fancy.
It's fine. But it's
no one assists me with my flights.
She kind of like,
well, I want to be in control of my own flights.
She kind of like knows my preferences if I'm flying. Like I want to be on Delta. I want to leave around the same time as the other guys so we can kind of go together to the airport. But there's a new thing that's happening, and Jack has talked about this before, and I've been kind of like against it because it seems inconvenient.
Super early
flight. A super early flight. Mm. So she knows that my preference is probably not before like 7 a.m. I probably don't want to fly. But I told Jack, I was like, after the show, I'm coming home. I won't be home until like 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon. She's like, well, don't they have any earlier flights? And I look and I'm like, well, all they have is this flight at like 7:20 a.m. And I was like, that's ridiculous after a show. And she got sad. She's like, well, we're going to miss like half the day. And I was like, okay, let me think about it. And I was like, all right, I can do this. Like, we'll play the show. I'll just go to bed early.
You can muster up the courage for an early flight.
I'm telling you, Jack influenced me too.
Yeah.
After my sister's bachelorette, me and Sophia left at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was home by like
It's
nine.
Amazing. It's
Dude,
amazing.
Here's the thing. You got to get over the hump of being like, I'm going to be hungover. I need my sleep.
You're
going like,
to be hungover,
no,
hungover
no matter what. And then you're going to waste 3/4 of your day traveling. Why don't you just wake up early?
Be home.
People, let me tell you.
And be home by 8 a.m.
Let me tell you people
it's the
right
best.
Now. Here's the thing. On your way out to the thing that you're doing, whatever. Be comfy. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to go early. Coming back, though.
Get back as soon as you can.
It's a game changer. Leave that airport as early as possible.
The airport's
within
also
reason.
Not mobbed at that time.
It's yeah. not. I was going to say, it's not mobbed. It's
no one wants a 7 a.m. flight because they don't understand this yet.
They don't yeah. know it yet. I feel like we're ahead of the curve. I mean, I also personally have like anxiety when I leave. Especially if you're partying. Like the day that I'm supposed to go home, if I'm lingering around, the longer I linger,
miserable.
The worse my anxiety is.
The yeah. sooner like, you can get to your couch.
This early morning flight, it like literally it's changed the game because then you're home. You don't have the anxiety of like getting home. You're like showered, hair mask, like sitting on the couch watching like some true crime documentary. I'm like, this is where it's fucking at.
Especially
at, like, 9
like people like me and Jack don't sleep anyway. So it's not yeah. like I'm getting a good night's sleep. Even if I'm allowed to sleep till 9 a.m.,
yeah.
I'm not sleeping well because I've been drinking the night before.
No,
so it's like,
horrible.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
The reason I bring it up is because I feel like if Jack did bring it up, I can't remember if we did it on the podcast or not, but I was kind of anti because I was like,
I don't think we talked about this yet.
I was like, I like to sleep and I like to get somewhere I like to like go at, you know, maybe after checkout at the hotel, I'll go. But this is the move. Like,
this
get out early,
move.
Get home, have a whole day to kind of like, you know, you can kind of like ease back into life at home, even
yeah.
though it was only gone for 2 days.
Well, not guilty.
It was, I think it was the flight that I did. It was when we were coming back from Chicago after yeah. doing our meetup. And it was just the juxtaposition of me already being home and showered and shit. And you guys like hadn't even woke up in Chicago yet. And then there was like 8 more hours that you're in Chicago being like, we don't know what to do.
We
I
went
guess
to see
we'll
the
walk
bean.
Around the bean.
Yeah. the
yeah.
bean. I guess we'll do
and
the
I
bean.
I was like, I've never been more happy of my choice than
yeah.
that day.
Just because the juxtaposition was there. You yeah. could see. I was like, I wish I was home. And Matt yeah. kept being like, shut up. Like, you're not. This
like,
is our flight.
I wish I was Jack right now.
Yeah.
Early flight, not guilty. Do it. I recommend
not guilty.
It. I highly recommend it.
Not guilty. Okay, we're running really late. Do we want to jump into Worsty Firsty today and just forego True Crime Rewind?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I think we
we'll
should
do something different.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
All right, naughty friends, let's just listen to it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey, firsties. So I wanted to call with my worst thing I've ever done. So I was a kid, I had a weird dream, and I broke my bedroom window in my sleep. Did not tell my parents because I was afraid of getting in trouble, you know, anxieties as a kid, and let it go for like weeks without telling my parents. My sister and my cousin were playing outside a couple weeks later, hit the wall outside of my bedroom window, And my dad went to go get mad at them for hitting the ball against the wall. And I went ahead and was like, oh my God, you broke my window. And so they got in trouble for breaking my window weeks later after I had really kicked it. Somewhat victimless crime, I guess, but to this day, my sister and my cousin don't know. I finally admitted it to my dad a few years back, and he laughed at me and told me, well, he teased me about it, saying how I was, like, the worst, but he laughed and laughed, and we got a good kick out of it, but never admitted it to my sister and my cousin, let them still take the blame internally, even though they literally did nothing wrong other than being kids and playing. But, yeah, so that's the worst thing I've ever done. Bye, guys. Thanks.
In life, there are moments where you have to make a critical decision.
Mm.
I've done something, and can I get away with this? And for how long? Possibly long enough to pin it on somebody
else.
And
what are the stakes?
What are the stakes?
Yeah, what are the stakes?
What are the stakes? In this scenario, kind of coasted right through. And I said, oh, how did that happen? Which I don't hate. Like, I think in the, it depends on what it is. Murder is a whole different thing.
God, I love a loophole. If I see a loophole, I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's a Slytherin vibe.
I think,
but
like,
it's victimless.
It
often.
Is. Yeah, usually.
It's deflecting.
It has to be victimless, or else then that
you're
is
overtly
when you're
evil,
crossing the line of being a good or bad person.
Yeah.
Right. It has to be mostly victimless, and if there is a victim, it's got to be a minor thing.
And honestly, if you were fearful of getting in trouble, like, that's an innocent motivating factor. You're not trying to get someone else in trouble. You were fearful.
I've broken things before, like physically broken things.
Yeah, boys break so much shit.
And then I've kind of like cobbled them back together, and then someone else touched it and it fell apart. And I'm like, what, dude? Like,
how could you?
What did you do? That's a loophole.
I mean, what did she break? The window?
Yeah.
I mean,
during a dream, first of all, your parents would have forgiven you.
Well, I mean, who knows what kind of parents she had.
If you have good parents.
But the fact that you broke a window during a dream is very impressive. I'm like,
have you seen a therapist?
Those are also the type. Have you seen any of these TikToks about the girl that sleep talks? But like, by sleep talks, she is like sitting up, having full conversations.
No.
Like, those are the type of people, like, you should maybe film yourself and see what you're doing when you're dreaming, because
you could be a TikTok
fascinating.
Don't you want to be big on TikTok?
I think you're a good person.
Don't you want to be a star?
This is something siblings do to each other all the time. Again, you didn't do this to a stranger. These are your sister and cousin.
You get a pass.
They threw me under the bus plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is pretty normal.
It's a circle of, like, childhood life, you know? It's like deflecting blame.
Yeah.
I think you're normal.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you.
Totally fine.
Thanks for calling, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that we've come to a close.
Yes, right?
This is the end of today's episode.
Happy November solstice.
Happy November solstice.
No Costanza today?
She's
not feeling right.
She hasn't felt inspired.
I can tell. I know when we're going through a slump.
I'm
here.
Creatively depleted. At
it's
the
all right.
Moment.
I think okay. Everybody
She'll
else.
When I come back, I'll be back with a fervor.
You should come back during Christmas. I feel like that'll be inspiring for you.
The Festivus season will be upon us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be there.
The
then.
People are waiting patiently. Though.
People That's are right. waiting.
You're ready.
Woo. All right. Well, we love you, people.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.